Thank you and good afternoon. Over the weekend, the Eureka Police Department arrested 41-year-old Trinidad resident Shannon Korb for agreeing to buy alcohol for a minor. This came as a result of the police department's decoy shoulder tap operation. Other law enforcement agencies are using the program, which is aimed to combat underage drinking and to gradually decrease the availability of alcohol to minors. The program is being funded by the California Office of Traffic Safety. Some of the penalties for purchasing alcohol for a minor include a minimum of 24 hours of community service and a minimum fine of $1,000. Deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to multiple residences that were robbed in the area of Schooner Gulch Road and Point Arena last week. While evidence was being collected at the scene of each burglary, a deputy discovered a foot trail that started from one of the burglarized houses and led officers into the woods. The foot trail led to a remote residence where deputies contacted Peter Rose Jr. and Charles Madsen. Deputies also discovered a large amount of the stolen property at the residence. It was also learned that Dylan Donovan was a third suspect involved in these burglaries. The stolen property was returned to the owners, and Rose, Madsen, and Donovan were arrested and booked for burglary. At 6 o'clock this evening in council chambers at the Fortuna City Hall, the California Highway Patrol will honor the Fortuna Police Department at a ceremony. The Fortuna Police Department will be recognized with the Traffic Safety Award for its efforts and focus on traffic safety through officer training, public education, and enforcement efforts. The department coordinates the county's Avoid the 8 anti-DUI campaign, which is put into effect during holidays and other special occasions to focus on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways. State Assembly members Lorena Gonzalez of San Diego and Joel Anderson of El Cajon have introduced a bipartisan bill that would exempt the purchase of diapers from state sales taxes. In an effort to help the parents of infants and toddlers, the bill is aimed at easing the cost that the parents of young children face, and if passed, diapers would join some food items and medicine in the sales tax-exempt category. It's estimated a family could save up to $100 per year if the bill is passed. The Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at a residence in the 2900 block of B Street in Eureka Friday morning. Police had received several complaints about suspected drug sales activity at the location, and a warrant was obtained for the apartment. Officers confiscated more than 4 ounces of cocaine and 3 pounds of processed marijuana packaged for sale, and they arrested 24-year-old Gregory Frank, 28-year-old Matthew Casagrande, and 32-year-old Sean Scherer. All three men were booked for possession and possession for sale. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
One in six Americans is Latino, and they represent $1.2 trillion in buying power. What's your business doing to tap into this local market? There are more than 20,000 Latino and Hispanic people in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. They work alongside us, are enrolled in our schools, participate in civic life, and contribute to our local economy. You can access this growing market by collaborating with Juan 790 AM. You see, Juan is very popular on the North Coast because he plays the best Spanish language music hits, broadcasts sports from ESPN Deportes, and transmits news from CNN Español. It's the most listened to Spanish language station on the North Coast. Businesses that advertise with Juan see a positive impact on their bottom line and in their relationships with the community. Call the Eureka Broadcasting Company today at 442-5744 to get more information on how your business can grow by reaching out to the Latino community. Visit Juan online at juan790.com to learn more. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Thursday, the Board of Supervisors held an interactive community budget meeting separately in each of the 5 districts to discuss a number of topics with the Humboldt County residents. County Supervisor Mark Lovelace believes the turnout was good, despite a low number of attendance at each separate budget meeting.
In this case, we had 55 people participating, which would have been the equivalent of packing our board chamber. So that is a good turnout, and it also definitely brought out people who aren't regulars, who don't come to our meetings on a regular basis. People that, because it's, you know, just in their town or a few blocks away or something like that, choose to show up. And that adds a different flavor to it.
One of the topics discussed at the budget meeting was how the revenue from Measure Z will be spent, but not before Lovelace asked a simple but very important question.
You know, what is public safety? How would, you know, what is it that you want to see if we're talking about using the projected $8.8 million now to fund public safety. What does that mean to you? And from the discussion that we had in at the Garfield School in Freshwater and listening to comments from other places, I think it's fair to say there's as many different interpretations of what public safety means as there are people that voted for Measure Z.
The revenue from Measure Z won't start accumulating until April 1st. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information,